Soccer star has been rising here in the U.S., but the sport's not nearly as big here as it is just about everywhere else in the world. If you're among those who think soccer is, a bit boring, writer Cord Jefferson thinks he can change your mind. Here's his contribution to our three-book series, where authors recommend three books on one theme.
As a soccer fanatic, I can't understand why my favorite sport isn't more popular in the United States. One guess is that rarely does it appear on the country's cultural landscape. Sure, Bennett Like Beckham was a breakout hit, but it was no Hoosiers or Bull Durham. Thankfully, some of my favorite authors have been filling in for neglectful screenwriters. Here are three books perfect for convincing American naysayers to tune into World Cup 2010, which begins in South Africa in less than a month. Piggybacking off the success of pop econ book Freakonomics, writer Simon Cooper and economist Stefan Szymanski joined forces for Soccernomics. Unlike baseball fans, soccer supporters are notoriously averse to numbers. That's what makes Cooper and Szymanski's research so important. Using data about seemingly unrelated topics like scoring percentages and racism, the authors piece together fascinating theories about how soccer has evolved and where it's headed. They're so fascinating that you might forget how ugly soccer can be. In the 1980s, journalist Bill Buford immersed himself in the violent, angry, beer-drenched world of British football hooliganism. The book he emerged with, Among the Thugs, is a thorough and often frightening account of the underclass rage that tinges so many soccer rivalries. Buford's darkly humorous writing takes the reader to pubs and stadiums throughout Europe, introducing him to fans who live and die, sometimes literally, by the successes of their teams. In America, our sports are pastimes. Among the Thugs is a reminder that, in soccer cities, their sport is tribal warfare. For all its pockmarks, there's a reason they call soccer the beautiful game. British sports photographer Levon Biss shows us how gorgeous it can be with one love. A collection of soccer photos from 26 countries on 6 continents. From laughing Peruvian women playing in skirts to professionals huddled in prayer in South Africa, Biss's subjects come together under the umbrella of the world's most popular sport. Interspersed with the photographs are quotes from some of soccer's most notable. My favorite is from former Portuguese star Eusebio, who said, "Black or white, we all have football under our skin." Perhaps the main reason soccer is so well loved is because it's easy to play. With just a ball and a few square yards, you've got yourself a game. I believe great art should be similar in scope, something open to everyone who wants to expand their view of the world. The relationship between the two is something serious soccer fans have known for years. To quote the wonderful Hungarian player Ferenc Puskas, "I will write of my life as a footballer as if it were a love story."
Cord Jefferson is a writer and editor. His three book suggestions are Soccernomics by Simon Cooper and Stefan Szymanski, Among the Thugs by Bill Buford, and One Love by Levon Biss. For more three books essays, as well as book reviews and interviews with authors, go to npr.org.